everyone eating a standard Western diet does, your body keeps cranking out more and more insulin to handle it. This insulin keeps trying to deliver glucose to your cells, even when they don't want it. Eventually, your cells get fed up with this onslaught and respond by slamming the door on insulin and its cargo of glucose. This is the insulin resistance I talked about earlier. When your cells say no to more glucose, insulin ferries it back to your liver and tells the liver to store it in a form called glycogen. Once you stockpile more glycogen than you need, your body puts it into long-term storage in, you guessed it, your fat cells. And before long, you need to let that belt out yet another notch. On this diet, you're not going to eat foods that jack up your insulin levels. Instead, you're going to eat slim-gestion foods that will lower your insulin levels and burn fat off you like crazy, up to a pound a day. And you'll ramp up the power of these foods with slim-gestion herbs and spices that make the fat fall off even faster. Want a bonus? At the same time, these slim-gestion foods are going to banish your bloat, gas, and constipation. And that will take even more inches off your belly. Note, to understand the way insulin is working in your own body, you can order a fasting glucose, a 3-month glucose measurement called hemoglobin A1C, and a fasting insulin. One direct access lab resource we recommend is yourlabwork.com/Dr-Kellyanne. Is this diet right for you? If you want to lose your belly fat, banish your bloat, look and feel younger, and take control over your cravings, you're definitely in the right place. However, here are a few cautions. First, this is a short-term diet. If you need to diet for longer than 10 days to lose the weight you want to lose, use this plan to jumpstart your weight loss and then switch to my basic bone broth diet afterward. If you have any significant medical conditions, or you're taking any medications, especially medications for diabetes, check with your doctor to make sure it's safe for you to do this diet. If you are diabetic or taking blood sugar-lowering medications, this diet may dramatically lower your blood sugar. That's a very good thing, but your doctor will need to monitor you closely during the diet to make sure you don't become hypoglycemic. Do not do this diet unless your diabetes is well controlled. If you're pregnant or nursing, wait until later to do the diet. If you're recovering from a significant injury or illness, be sure you're fully healed before starting the diet. If you have a history of an eating disorder, make sure your doctor gives you the okay to follow this diet. If you're under 18, be sure your mom or dad checks with your doctor before you start the diet. We're going to raise your belly IQ. Are you sick and tired of constant cravings? On this diet, we're going to get rid of those cravings by resetting your hunger trigger, making your belly smarter about when it's hungry and when it isn't. This is going to give you total control over your appetite from now on. How are we going to accomplish this? The answer involves a hormone you might never have heard about, leptin. Leptin is a hormone your fat cells use to communicate with your brain about how much energy you need. High levels of leptin make you feel full, while low levels make you feel hungry. That's why I call leptin your hunger trigger. Sounds pretty simple, right? But here's where things can start to go off the rails. If you eat a standard American diet, which is high in carbohydrates, you can develop leptin resistance, which is much like the insulin resistance I just talked about. These foods cause your leptin to spike again and again all day long, and eventually your brain reacts by tuning it out. When this happens, your cells don't know that you're full. Instead, they panic because they think you're starving. Even if you don't need food, you suffer deep down cravings. And you're genetically hardwired to respond to these cravings by shoveling in high-calorie foods as fast as you can. Over the next 10 days, we're going to make your belly smarter by resetting your leptin hunger trigger. As a result, you won't crave food unless it's really time to eat. And you won't be tempted to stuff yourself with popcorn, pizza, pie, and pasta. We'll also get your body in sync with its natural eating window, so those all-day cravings will vanish. We're going to lower your belly age. These days, one of the hottest topics is the microbiome, the entire ecosystem of microbes inside the gut. That's because the microbiome is a key player in everything from immune function to mood to weight. Now, here's something you need to know. If you have a big belly, it's a virtual guarantee that you have a sick microbiome. And to get rid of that belly fat, you need to heal your microbiome. In fact, one of the biggest reasons for the current obesity epidemic in this country is that we have another epidemic, an epidemic of sick guts. That's because most of us eat inflammatory foods, take medications such as antibiotics and NSAIDs that whack gut bugs, get too little exercise, and deal with too much stress. All these things sicken good gut bugs while letting bad bugs gain a foothold. If this happens to you, your gut will become inflamed. Think of this like a sunburn, only on the inside. This inflammation, in turn, will damage the walls of your intestines, and that's when things really go bad. When your gut wall weakens, little holes open up in it. We call this intestinal permeability, or a leaky gut. A leaky gut lets toxins and undigested food molecules escape from your intestines, and they wind up on the wrong side of your gut wall. Your immune system immediately spots these invaders and sounds an alarm. Then it goes on the attack, releasing a flood of invader-fighting chemicals. Unfortunately, these chemicals wind up poisoning your own cells in a classic case of friendly fire. The result? Sick, inflamed cells. Over time, as your leaky gut keeps letting toxins escape, your immune system gets stuck in the on position. As a result, inflammation spreads throughout your entire body like a forest fire that never goes out. This inflammation screws up your hormones, wrecks your metabolism, and makes you fat and sick inside. We now know that this inflammation is the root cause of obesity. We also know that we need to battle it at ground zero, the gut. To do that, we need to feed your gut the foods it craves and get rid of the foods that are sickening and aging it. On this diet, we're going to do just that. As a result, we'll lower the inflammation in your gut, which in turn will reduce inflammation throughout your entire body. And that's going to slash your belly fat. In addition, it's going to cut your risk for diseases of aging, such as diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Hollywood success story. Angie. Angie, a professional dancer and a patient of mine, never had trouble controlling her weight. Then she hit 28, which is approaching ancient in her career, and things changed. Don't get me wrong, Angie still looked gorgeous. But while gorgeous is good enough for most people, it isn't for a career dancer. A professional dancer needs to look absolutely, utterly perfect. Have you ever watched the pros on Dancing with the Stars? Do you see an extra ounce on any of them? And perfection is especially critical for dancers who are edging toward 30 and facing competition from flawless 20-year-olds. Angie was about 1 inch of belly fat away from having to find a new career. To add to her stress, she had an audition for a life-changing role in just 2 weeks. When she came to me, she was in a panic. I put Angie on my diet. She followed it religiously, which didn't surprise me since she had so much at stake. Angie lost the weight. We trimmed that waist down. She looked amazing when she went for her audition. And she got the job. 5 Keys to Busting Belly Fat. Alan Hopkins, M.D. Metabolism and weight loss expert, clinical assistant professor of surgery and perioperative care, Dell Medical School, University of Texas at Austin. We used to think our belly fat was only a place where we stored excess energy. But it turns out it is one of the most significant hormone factories of the body. If these hormones get out of balance, they can lead to chronic inflammation, dyslipidemia, abnormal lipids in the blood, early heart disease, and diabetes. Measuring these hormones can give us an idea of the health of our belly fat. And don't be fooled, there are skinny people out there who have sick belly fat too. Genetically, we all have different abilities to recruit new fat cells when we need them. If we can't make new fat cells fast enough, our existing fat cells swell and get sick, releasing hormones that have far-reaching effects on our bodies. The 5 things you can do to improve the health of your belly fat now are 1. Reduce processed sugar intake to less than 25 grams per day to reduce insulin levels. The average American eats 150 to 200 grams of processed sugar per day. Remember that excess insulin is a fat fertilizer. 2. Get at least 7.5 hours of sleep per day, since we principally burn our belly fat during deep sleep. 3. Exercise. High-intensity training is best, keeping in mind that resistance training will also recruit new muscle cells, which will also help lower insulin. 4. Reduce your stress to improve the function of cortisol, another fat-fertilizing hormone. 5. Consider advanced biomarker testing to evaluate the health of your belly fat. You can measure your good and bad fat hormones. The good fat hormone is called adiponectin and is cardioprotective at higher levels. Low levels are associated with a dramatic risk for diabetes and coronary artery disease. Leptin is the bad fat hormone when it's elevated because it's pro-inflammatory and is associated with early aging of the cardiovascular system. A resource for you to directly access lab testing for these hormones is yourlabwork.com/Dr.Kellyanne. Now let's talk about 2 more big benefits you'll get from this diet. Benefits that go beyond shrinking, healing, and wising up your belly. Here they are. We're going to load your belly with body-beautifying collagen. Every day on this diet, you'll feed your gut collagen-rich shakes and bone broth. Your gut won't just use this collagen to heal itself. It'll also mainline it to your skin, hair, and nails, where it's going to smooth those wrinkles, restore your hair's beautiful bounce, and make your nails strong and healthy again. We're going to load your belly with joint healing nutrients. Do you find that activities you did easily a decade ago, jogging, climbing stairs, lifting boxes, now lead to aches and pains? That's because you're suffering from damage to the cartilage in your joints. The bone broth you'll drink on this diet is brimming with glucosamine and chondroitin, the same nutrients many doctors prescribe to make your joints limber and pain-free again. These healing nutrients will travel from your gut to all the joints in your body, soothing and rejuvenating them. My triple punch and more. Now you know our plan for the next 10 days. We're going to slash belly fat off you by shrinking your eating window to make your fat burning sore, loading you with bone broth, my liquid gold, filling you up with collagen and other fat-melting, slim-gestion superfoods to take your metabolism to new heights. As a result, you'll lose up to 1 pound a day and take inches off your waist. We're also going to banish your bloat, take years or even decades off your inner belly, tame your cravings, and, as a bonus, give you gorgeous skin, strong hair, and nails, and happier joints. How's that for amazing? I know you signed on for the weight loss, but there's so much more that this diet will do for you. I'm not kidding when I say that it will change your life. And guess what? We're not going to transform your body through diet alone. That's because I have three more tricks up my sleeve. Here's what we're going to do in addition. We're going to slim and sculpt your abs with exercises that will start to firm up that pooch within weeks. We're going to lower your levels of cortisol because this stress hormone is another reason you have that belly. We're going to cleanse your insides from head to toe, sweeping out the toxins that make you sick, pack pounds onto your middle, and age your inner belly. And you know what? I'm not done yet. Once you finish your diet, I'm going to tell you how to keep that slim belly for the rest of your life. On my Slim Belly Forever plan, you'll eat three meals of delicious food every day. What's more, you won't need to give up any food you truly love. You can even have an occasional donut. I promise. And you'll never, ever, ever need to diet again. That's my 10-day belly slim down approach. It's fast, it's powerful, it works for my clinical patients, and it works for my celebrity clients. It works not just for now, but for life. And it will work for you. So here's my question. Are you ready to lose your belly fat fast and keep it off forever? Then let's do it. Chapter 2. My 10-Day Diet to Crush Your Belly Fat. Okay, let's get down to it. How committed are you? Do you want to get that belly fat off right now, and are you willing to do what it takes? Then it's time for me to introduce you to the diet that will make it vanish. Poof. This same diet is going to eliminate your bloat, heal your inner belly, and cut your cravings down to size. But first, let me spell out the rules. For the next 10 days, you're going to eat the foods on the 10-Day Belly Slim Down Yes list, and only these foods. If a food isn't on the list, don't eat it. Only eat as much as I tell you to eat. And most important of all, only eat when I tell you to eat. Period. No cheating, no sneaking snacks, no second helpings, no eating outside of your eating window, no exceptions. If I sound like an army drill sergeant, that's intentional. I'm usually a huggy, soft-hearted little teddy bear, but not when it comes to stripping off belly fat in a hurry. That's because the magic only happens if you commit 100%. Not 70%, not 80%, not 90%. So, if you're tempted to cheat, picture my face right in your face and hear me yelling, "Put the margarita down now!" Here's the bottom line. If you want insane results in 10 days, then you need to follow this program to the letter. If you cheat, that's fine. Nobody's perfect. But you'll need to start all over again from day one. Are you willing to accept my tough terms for 10 days in order to get the sexy abs you're craving? Those same spectacular abs I put on New York and Hollywood celebrities? Are you willing to white-knuckle it in order to lose the weight, banish the bloat, and as a bonus, get happy joints and gorgeous skin, hair, and nails? Then get your game face on, because here we go. Success story. Gail Perez. Weight lost, 6.2 pounds. Belly inches lost, 6.5. Gail says that as a result of her 10-day diet, "I have a lot of energy. I don't feel sleepy in the middle of the afternoon. I also don't feel that crash like I need to eat immediately or I'm going to pass out. I just feel better overall and have noticed my clothes feel looser." She did need to tough her way through the carb flu and battled symptoms including headaches. However, she says, "After a couple days, it went away, as did the hunger pains." Important note before you start. Shrinking your eating window is crucial to the success of this diet. So feel free to move the timing of your eating window forward or back, or even to swap your shake in your evening meal if your work schedule doesn't allow for a sit-down meal in the evening. But don't change the amount of time between your two meals. Your shake and your dinner should always be no more than 7 hours apart. To make it extra easy to time your meals right, you'll find a Tweak Your Times graphic on the resources page of my website at 10daybellyslimdown.com/gift. Be sure to follow the Phase 1 broth burning rules from the time you get up until your first meal, no matter when that first meal happens. This will guarantee maximum success. My 10-Day Slim Down Program. Each day of your diet has four phases. Here's an overview of all four phases. You will also find an at-a-glance chart on your PDF to make following the diet simple. Phase 1. Broth burning, from wake-up time till noon. This is where you'll really blast that belly fat. During this phase, you'll have nothing but broth, as little as 1 8-ounce mug and up to 6 mugs, along with the beverages I list on your PDF. For extra fat burning and insulin-lowering power, you can add herbs and spices to your broth. See the list on your PDF. While you're waiting for go time, the start of your eating window, you can also drink unsweetened black coffee, an excellent appetite suppressant, including my collagen coffee, which gives you an extra burst of collagen power to slim you down and quell your cravings. Unsweetened black, white, green, or herbal tea. Water with half a lemon or less squeezed into it to help detoxify your body. Do not use stevia or monk fruit sweetener during the broth burning period. No artificial sweeteners either. Also, don't add any dairy or non-dairy creamers, milk, almond milk, coconut milk, etc., to your coffee or tea. Bone broth buying tips. If you want to make your own bone broth, it's super simple. You'll find lots of basic recipes and fun variations in the recipe section on your PDF, along with tips for getting the best results. But if you're too busy to make your own broth, that's no problem. These days, many health food stores carry bone broth, and you can also order it online. Just follow these two rules. Buy organic broth that's specifically labeled bone broth, not just broth. Read labels carefully and make sure your broth is only bone broth with natural vegetables, herbs, and spices, and doesn't contain other ingredients such as yeast extract, molasses, corn syrup, or cane sugar. My Slim Bone Broth, which you can order online, is a great option. For times when heating liquid broth isn't convenient, you can use Dr. Kellyanne's Collagen Broth On-the-Go packets anywhere. This is a great solution if you're traveling. Simply mix with hot water and you're good to go. Remember, just broth, coffee, collagen coffee, tea, and lemon water. Nothing else. This will extend your fasting window so you burn fat like mad. Phase 2. A slimming shake between noon and 1 p.m. Now it's time for a dose of that fat-nuking, wrinkle-blasting collagen. Your first meal of the day will be a hearty, delicious shake that will fill you up and load you with fiber. Your shake will include a high-quality protein powder or collagen powder, 2 handfuls of non-starchy vegetables from the list on your PDF, 1 portion of healthy fat from the approved fats list on your PDF, a handful of blueberries if you want extra sweetness, herbs and spices for flavor and fat-burning power, stevia or monk fruit sweetener, if you like. What protein or collagen powder should you use? Be sure to select a high-quality protein or collagen powder made from pastured beef. Dr. Kellyanne's Slim Collagen Shakes and Slim Bone Broth Protein are both excellent choices. Be sure to look specifically for the word beef on the label. Avoid using whey protein powder, because many people are lactose intolerant or allergic to whey. More on the downsides of whey protein later. Don't use pea protein powder either, unless you're doing the vegetarian version of the diet. Pea protein is higher in carbs and isn't as nutrient dense. One serving of protein or collagen powder is equal to 1 to 2 scoops of powder. Plan to have 15 to 25 grams of protein in each shake. Phase 3. Broth loading. Afternoon and evening till 6 or 7 p.m. This will satisfy your cravings, detox your body, and load you with bloat-busting fiber. In this phase, you'll load up on broth, as little as 1 8-ounce mug and up to 6 mugs. This time, your broth will also include 2 handfuls of chopped leafy green vegetables or other non-starchy veggies per mug. You need the fiber in those veggies to help keep things moving and blast that bloat. A little dose of healthy fat. Optional. You can simply toss your chopped greens into your broth, or you can have fun with the broth-loading soup recipes, which can be found in your PDF. Phase 4. A slim plate meal between 6 and 7 p.m. Time for more of those high-octane, slim-gestion foods. Your last meal of the day will be a slim plate meal including protein, vegetables, herbs, and spices, along with a serving of fat to help fill you up. You'll also add the fat-burning power of grapefruit or berries. You'll hear more about great slim plate ideas in Chapter 8. Note, if you are taking any medications, check with your doctor before adding grapefruit to your diet. Grapefruit and grapefruit juice interact with many medications, for instance, statins, significantly increasing their effects. Not a good thing, as it can lead to toxic side effects. If you are taking a medication that interacts with grapefruit, simply add berries to your meal instead. Your slim plate portion guide. Protein portions. A serving of meat, fish, or poultry should be about the size and thickness of your palm. A serving of eggs is as many as you can hold in your hand. That's 2 or 3 for women, 3 or 4 for men. A serving of egg whites alone is double the serving for whole eggs. Each meal should include a serving of protein. Non-starchy vegetable portions. A serving of vegetables should be at least the size of a softball. Fill your plate with at least 2 or 3 softballs worth and add at least 2 handfuls to each shake. Toss them into your afternoon broth, too. Berries or grapefruit. A serving of fruit is half a grapefruit or a closed handful of berries. This guide can also be found in your PDF. Here are a few guidelines for your slim plates. Your protein should be free from nitrates, nitrites, gluten, sugar, and artificial colors and flavors. Your meal must contain 1 serving of healthy fat. You can load your plate with non-starchy veggies. For extra gut-healing power, include probiotic foods, such as fresh sauerkraut, fresh pickles, and kimchi. After you finish this meal, you'll have nothing else to eat or drink for the rest of the day, except tea, coffee, water, or bone broth. Refer to your PDF for my lists of approved proteins, fats, and veggies. When you're making your evening meal, you don't need to weigh your food or count calories, carbs, or fat grams. Simply follow the rules that follow, and you can't go wrong. Your daily diet at a glance. Still sorting out the 4 phases of your 10-day belly slim down? I recommend that you print out the Your Daily Diet at a Glance chart from your PDF or from the resources page on my website, 10daybellyslimdown.com/gift, and stick it on your fridge. That way you'll know exactly what to do all day long. Slimgestion Yes Foods. To make it easy for you to know what to eat and what to avoid on this diet, there's a quick list of the yes or approved foods on your PDF. Keep this handy and take a copy of it with you when you go shopping. You'll also find a printable list of these foods on the resources page on my website, 10daybellyslimdown.com/gift. Power up your fat burning with Slimgestion herbs and spices. On this diet, you're going to load your body with weight loss superfoods. And believe it or not, some of the most powerful fat-burning nutrients come in the smallest packages. The dried herbs and spices in your pantry and the fresh herbs in your garden. You already love these seasonings because they make your meals taste great. But right now, I want you to use them for another reason. They'll help you blast your belly fat. This is why I want you to flavor your morning and afternoon broth, as well as your shakes and slim plate meals, with as many of them as you can. In particular, the following herbs and spices can ramp up your fat burning, so go crazy with them. Basil. Basil is anti-inflammatory, reduces water retention and bloating, and functions as an adaptogen, a substance that helps your body adapt to stress. Basil also helps reduce fat buildup in your liver while detoxifying your body. Black pepper. Piperine is the compound that gives pepper its pungent flavor. Piperine enhances the effects of curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, a fat-burning powerhouse I'll talk about later. One study also suggests that the piperine in black pepper battles fat by blocking the formation of new fat cells. Cardamom. Cardamom is thermogenic, meaning it increases your body heat and speeds up your metabolism, has anti-inflammatory properties, and acts as an antioxidant, cleaning up rogue molecules called free radicals and resisting cellular aging. Cayenne. Capsaicin, the compound that gives chili peppers their heat, helps shrink fatty tissue and lower blood fat levels. It's also thermogenic. Cilantro and coriander. Although both names refer to the same plant, cilantro typically refers to the leafy green part of the coriander plant, while coriander is the common name for the seeds of the plant. Both cilantro and coriander are antioxidant rich and may help reduce LDL or bad cholesterol levels in your blood. They also contain large quantities of vitamins A and K. Cinnamon. Cinnamon helps regulate blood glucose levels, reducing your cravings and helping you burn fat faster. Cloves. Cloves helps reduce your blood sugar. They also help improve your digestion and optimize your metabolism. Cumin. Cumin is a great fat burner that also aids in digestion. One teaspoon can help you burn up to 3 times more body fat. Fennel seeds. These are a natural diuretic and a powerful digestive aid. Garlic. Garlic helps burn belly fat. It also reduces LDL cholesterol, which may lower your risk of heart disease. In addition, it reduces oxidative damage from free radicals, helping fight the aging process. Ginger. Ginger has anti-inflammatory properties, and it's a powerful gut soother. It also has thermogenic properties that help boost your metabolism. Green tea. Green tea is loaded with antioxidants and thermogenic properties. What's more, the EGCG in green tea reduces the amount of fat your body absorbs when you eat. Mustard. 1 teaspoon of prepared mustard can boost your metabolism by up to 25% for several hours after eating. The credit goes to allyl isothiocyanates, which are phytochemicals that give mustard its characteristic flavor. Parsley. Parsley's wealth of vitamin C makes it a great immune system booster. It's also an excellent source of beta-carotene, an antioxidant that helps protect your body against free radical damage. It has anti-inflammatory properties, relaxes your muscles, and encourages digestion. Turmeric. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. It slows the formation of fatty tissue by affecting the blood vessels needed to form it. Curcumin contributes to lower body fat and weight loss. It is also an anti-inflammatory agent and lowers insulin resistance. White pepper. Just as in black pepper, piperine is the compound that gives white pepper its pungent flavor. Like black pepper, white pepper increases the effects of curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric. As you can see, those little herbs and spices have incredible mojo. It's true. Good things do come in small packages. So use a liberal hand when you add them to your meals. Put them in your shakes or stir them into your broth. 4 steps to take before you start your diet. I hope that you're really jazzed about getting that belly fat off your body. If that's the case, I know you may want to start right now. However, the way to ace this diet is to go into it fully prepared. Before you dive in, I want you to lay a little groundwork. Here are 4 things I want you to do before day one. Step 1. Collect your starting line stats. To see how far you've come at the end of this diet, you need to know where you started out. So, write down the number on your bathroom scale. Then measure your belly circumference with a measuring tape, positioning the tape over your belly button. If you don't have a measuring tape, no worries. Just use a piece of yarn or string, cutting it to the size of your waist. When you're done, you can wrap the yarn around your waist again, mark the new measurement with a pen, and then measure the difference with a ruler. If you're really into keeping score, you can also calculate your waist-to-hip ratio, which is more important than your belly measurement alone when it comes to health risks. Women with a waist-to-hip ratio greater than 0.8 and men with a ratio greater than 1.0 are at increased risk for health problems because of the way their fat is distributed. To calculate your waist-to-hip ratio, start with your waist measurement. Then measure your hips, putting the tape over the biggest part of your butt. Finally, divide your waist measurement by your hip measurement. There are also biometric scales that can measure total body fat percentage, muscle percentage, and visceral fat percentage. If you want more data to motivate you, buying a scale like this might be a great idea. If your doctor says you have metabolic syndrome or pre-diabetes, or you have a diagnosis of diabetes, I also want you to note what your blood sugar levels are at the start and end of your diet. In addition, you might want to list your starting cholesterol levels and blood pressure. Finally, take some selfies, front view and profile, wearing a bikini or shorts and a sports bra. After you finish your diet, you can take a new set of selfies and celebrate the difference. To help you chart your progress, you'll find a measurement tracker on your PDF. And there's also a copy on the resources page on my website at 10daybellyslimdown.com/gift. Step 2. Get rid of no foods. The best way to avoid taboo foods is to get them out of your house. So, before you begin your diet, ask a friend to store any foods that aren't allowed, as well as any alcohol. When you clean out your no foods, be thorough. Right now, you might not be tempted by that year-old fudgesicle stuck to the bottom of your freezer, but on day 5 of your diet, when the carb flu strikes, it might look absolutely awesome. Remember, you can't eat it if it's not there. Step 3. Prep the foods for your 10-day belly slimdown. You're going to be eating real food all day on this diet. And if you're used to microwaved frozen meals or dinner from a can, I know this will be a big change. But not to worry. There are 2 ways to prepare for your diet. One is to spend an hour or so in the store or online buying high-quality, ready-to-go foods. In this approach, you hardly need to cook at all. The other is to spend a few hours in the kitchen before you start your diet prepping the foods you'll need. This is called batch prep, and people who are into healthy eating are crazy about it. You'll find tons of tips on it on Pinterest and in fitness and nutrition blogs. Either way, this is your upfront investment in total success. Before you start your diet, Refer to your PDF and see how easy it is to fill your fridge, pantry, and freezer ahead of time with ready-to-go or easy-to-assemble meals. You'll hear all about this in Chapter 4. Success Story. Larry McCammon. Weight lost, 9 pounds. Belly inches lost, 4. You'd think that losing 9 pounds and 4 inches of belly fat would thrill Larry more than anything. But he's even more excited about the changes in his blood sugar. I had been on insulin for a couple of years now, and I had steadily increased it, he says. I haven't taken any for 11 days. I was taking 25 units of long-acting insulin in the morning and at night, and 16 units of regular insulin in the morning and at night. It's wonderful to look at my blood sugar and not worry about it, and it's been wonderful to not have to take shots twice a day. In addition, he's pleased that his skin looks better, and he reports one more change. The hair in his mustache now looks less gray. Hearing this doesn't surprise me, because I keep hearing similar comments from people who say their hair is less gray after doing the 10-day belly slim down or the bone broth diet. Right now, it's all anecdotal, but this just may be another surprising benefit of my liquid gold. Step 4. Visualize your goals. Before you start your diet, I want you to think hard about your reasons for doing it. This is a big deal, because getting your goals firmly in mind will keep you laser-focused when you otherwise might be tempted to stray. So, ask yourself right now, what will I get for all my hard work? Maybe you want to wear a sexy swimsuit at the beach this year. Maybe you want to lose weight fast before a party or a class reunion. Or maybe you have a family history of cancer, diabetes, or other health problems related to excess belly fat, and you want to slash your own risk. Whatever your goals are, I want you to write them down. In fact, I recommend taping your list to your bathroom mirror where you'll see it every day. Over the course of your 10-day belly slim down, there will be times when a donut or a slice of pizza sings its siren song to you. But when you keep your eyes on the prize, you'll remain strong and stay the course. And believe me, at the end of those 10 days, you'll love yourself for following through and making those big goals a reality. P.S. Want to be part of a supportive community that will cheer you on? Join our private Facebook group at facebook.com/Dr. Kellyanne. Frequently Asked Questions. Over the years, I've helped lots and lots of people lose weight on this diet, and in that time, I've heard several questions over and over again. Here they are. May I stay on this diet for more than 10 days? If you haven't lost all the weight you want to lose at the end of 10 days, I recommend switching to my 21-day bone broth diet. My 10-day belly slim down is designed to jumpstart weight loss, while the bone broth diet is a diet you can stay on as long as necessary. If you switch to the bone broth diet, you'll alternate a diet of slimming foods with 2 days of bone broth mini fasts per week, an approach that science shows is ideal for long-term weight loss and anti-aging benefits. May I alter the rotation, for instance, by replacing my evening meal with a second shake? You can, if there's a good reason for it. But you'll get the best results if you stick to one shake and one slim plate meal. That's because you'll get the widest possible range of fat-blasting nutrients. May I skip a meal? Yes, but I don't recommend it. If you get hungry, you'll be more tempted to cheat. Trust me. You can eat all the food on this diet and still lose belly fat like crazy. May I substitute regular broth for bone broth? No. If you do, your results won't be as good because you won't get the gut-healing, fat-burning nutrients that bone broth offers. If you don't have time to make your own bone broth, you can find it in many health food stores, or order it online at drkellyanne.com. I know I'll probably lose a lot of weight quickly on this diet, but isn't it better to lose weight slowly and gradually? A study by researchers at the University of Florida tackled this very question. The researchers divided 262 women into three groups, fast, moderate, and slow, based on how much weight they lost at the beginning of a diet. They found that women with the fastest weight loss during the first 4 weeks of dieting had lost significantly more weight by the six-month mark than those who lost weight at a moderate or slow rate at the outset. The rapid weight losers also maintained a significantly greater weight loss at the 18-month mark than the slow group did. And finally, compared to the other groups, the women in the quick weight loss group did not gain back more weight after their diets ended. So, achieving a big weight loss quickly is a smart diet strategy. Can I do this diet if I'm a vegetarian? Yes, you can. In fact, I've helped hundreds of vegetarians lose weight on a modified version of this diet. Trust me, you don't work with Hollywood celebs without having a vegetarian option up your sleeve. It's true that you may not lose quite as much weight or as many inches as you would on the standard plan. However, you'll still blast a lot of belly fat. Here's how to turn this into a vegetarian diet. Important: follow these guidelines only if you are doing the vegetarian diet. First, substitute a rich vegetable broth. There's a recipe on my website for the bone broth. If you're a pescatarian, you can substitute fish broth instead. You'll find a recipe in your PDF. Next, substitute pea or hemp protein for the beef protein powder in your shake. Eggs are a great protein choice for your evening meal. In addition, you can stretch the basic diet template, again, only if you are a vegetarian, to include beans and lentils, edamame, full-fat pastured milk, kefir, and yogurt, natto, and tempeh. However, do avoid veggie chicken wings, soy milk, tofu hot dogs, and related foods. I call these Frankenfoods because they're loaded with unhealthy ingredients. Will I get enough nutrients on this diet? The majority of Americans are nutrient deficient. My diet, in contrast, is going to provide you with tons of micronutrients to keep your metabolism in hyperdrive. If you're concerned, however, feel free to take a multivitamin and multimineral supplement or any other supplements you currently take. Just be sure to take any supplements with a meal. Also, consider taking these supplements. Branched chain amino acids. These amino acids help you maintain lean muscle mass as you lose weight. Omega-3 fatty acids. These fatty acids form the outer lining of your cells. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease inflammation, increase HDL, good cholesterol, lower triglycerides, and change bad LDL cholesterol into the more favorable type of cholesterol. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is more than just a vitamin. It's actually a hormone and is important for every cell in your body. Studies show that vitamin D can help insulin work more efficiently. CoQ10. CoQ10 is a potent antioxidant and plays a key role in energy production in every cell in your body. CoQ10 also boosts heart health and stimulates the production of insulin in your pancreas. The amount of CoQ10 in your body naturally declines with age, making it especially important to supplement after age 50 or if you're on medications that can cause its depletion, such as statin drugs. Direct access lab testing with yourlabwork.com/dr-kellyanne can provide baseline measurements of these important nutrients that are essential for optimal metabolism. Isn't it bad for my cholesterol to eat as many eggs as you allow on this diet? No. It's true that eggs are high in cholesterol, which is why health authorities used to tell you to limit yourself to one or two a week. We now know, however, that when you eat eggs, your liver compensates by producing less cholesterol. As a result, your cholesterol hardly changes at all. That's why a draft of the new Dietary Guidelines for America states, cholesterol is not a nutrient of concern for overconsumption. So, go ahead and eat that omelet without fear. In addition to being harmless when it comes to your cholesterol, eggs are loaded with choline, one of nature's most potent fat blasters. I'm doing okay without sweets, but I'm really craving dairy foods. Is that normal? Yes. Dairy products contain opioid peptides similar to the endorphins your body manufactures to make you feel good. These chemicals are addictive, which can make it a bit of a challenge for you to give up your dairy habit. Hang in there, and your cravings for milk and cheese will pass. Why can't I use artificial sweeteners? I know that diet soda seems like a gift from the gods, because you get all the sweetness with none of the guilt. But like most things that seem too good to be true, for instance, your last date's online profile, it is. In fact, there's a chance that diet drinks are as bad for your health and your belly as sugar is. In one recent study, for instance, researchers asked 7 lean, healthy people who weren't diet soda drinkers to consume the maximum acceptable daily dose of artificial sweeteners every day for a single week. 4 of the volunteers developed blood sugar problems because the artificial sweeteners messed with their gut bacteria in a way that led to glucose intolerance. This means that diet soft drinks are doing the opposite of what they should do. Instead of helping you get thin, they're making you fat, because glucose intolerance makes you hungry, tempting you to eat more than you should, and makes it harder for you to burn fat as well. So, even when you're done with this diet, try to break that artificial sweetener habit. Success story. Kelly Garbasik. Weight lost, 4.6 pounds. Belly inches lost, 2.75. Kelly started out just a few pounds short of her goal weight, so her results are fantastic. We all know how hard it is to lose those last few pounds. As a result of the diet, she says, "I have so much more energy. I love the way my clothes fit and the way my hair feels. All I do is promote this program to anyone who will listen to me." She adds, "I have had so many of my friends try it. They have lost weight and are now sticking to the program." The best thing about the diet, she says, is how easy it is to follow. "I love it," she says. "I can't say enough good things about this program." Can I get too much lead from bone broth? Years ago, a scary study purported to find high levels of lead in homemade chicken bone broth. However, big questions were raised about the accuracy of the study, and follow-up studies came to very reassuring conclusions. For example, the National Food Laboratory tested and retested bone broth from grass-fed beef and pastured cows and found no lead in either one. And a study in food additives and contaminants found only very small traces of lead in beef bone broth and determined that these primarily came from the tap water used for the broth. That's why I recommend using filtered water. So, there's no reason to worry. After I've lost all the weight I want to lose, should I go back to a normal eating window? Based on the results I see in my practice, I'd encourage you to keep your eating window as short as you comfortably can. You don't need to keep it as short as you will during the diet, but try eating all your meals within an 8 to 12 hour window. This will give your body lots of time to burn off fat and detox itself. Banish the bloat. The foods on the 10-Day Belly Slim Down and Slim Belly Forever Plan will help you gain control over that annoying and unattractive belly bloat. Here's a bonus list of foods to avoid, even after your diet, if you have a special day coming up and you don't want belly bloat to ruin it. Plus a list of foods you can eat instead that help keep bloat at bay. 10 belly bloaters to avoid. Beans, bubbly alcohol drinks, beer, champagne, and mixers, seltzer, sparkling water. Dairy foods, gluten-containing grains, high-salt foods, artificial sweeteners, soft drinks, sugar, high-fructose corn syrup, sugar-loaded fruits, apples, pears, very high-fiber veggies. Good for you, but go easy on red-letter days. 10 awesome bloat busters. Asparagus, avocado, bone broth, cayenne pepper, celery, cucumbers, fermented foods, sauerkraut, kimchi, ginger, green tea, lemon. Chapter 3. Heads up, what to expect. Over the last 2 decades, I've helped thousands of people lose their extra belly fat. As a result, I know all the keys for making a diet succeed. And the biggest key is to know what to expect. So that's what this chapter is all about. First, I'm going to tell you what results you can expect from the diet based on your body type. These results aren't cast in stone. People often surprise me by losing more pounds and inches than I predict. But they'll give you a good idea of the goals you can shoot for. Also, because I've guided so many transformations, I have a good feel for what happens at each phase of my diet. So I'm going to tell you what you can anticipate day by day on your 10-day adventure. That way you won't freak out if you feel witchy and bitchy on day 5 or actually gain a pound or two on day 8. Don't worry, it's all normal. And finally, I'm going to introduce you to 2 culprits that can derail even the best diet. The good news is that if you're prepared for them, they'll have 0 power over you. Ready? Here goes. Success story. Renita Foster. Weight lost, 6.8 pounds. Belly inches lost, 1.75. Renita says that as a result of the diet, I have pep in my step. She adds, I feel for once I'm doing something good for my body that is sustainable. This isn't so faddish that I'm going to tire of it. It just makes so much sense to live this way. I really appreciate what I'm putting into my body now. More important, I'm proud of what I'm not putting into my body. What would she tell her friends? Please give it a try. It's so doable. You will feel amazing. Like you've added a few years to your life. Factoring in your body type. You know the phrase, results may vary? That's definitely true when it comes to dieting. Every person and every body is unique. So 2 people can follow exactly the same plan and get 2 very different results. One factor that plays an especially big role in determining how much weight and how many inches you'll lose on this diet is your body type. If you're an apple, you carry most of your weight around your belly, while your butt, hips, and thighs are slimmer by comparison. On the downside, that visceral fat on your belly is more dangerous than the fat in other areas. But on the upside, it's very metabolically active, and you can burn it off fast. The shortened eating window and the low-carb foods you'll eat on this diet are especially effective for your body type. If you're a pear, you carry more fat on your butt, hips, and thighs than on your belly. That's a good thing when it comes to your health, but it's harder to get this fat to budge than it is to burn belly fat. So you may lose fewer pounds than your apple-shaped diet buddies. Pay extra attention to the deep breathing exercise in Chapter 9, which is easy to do when you're dieting and will boost your metabolism so you burn off more weight. If you're an hourglass, you tend to gain or lose weight evenly all over your body. On this diet, you'll lose belly fat and slim down in your arms, butt, thighs, hips, chest, and legs as well. So expect to keep that hourglass figure. Only it'll be a slimmer hourglass. If you're a pencil shape and you're still battling a big belly, there's a good chance you have cortisol tire due to stress. In this case, I want you to focus even more intensely than other dieters on the stress-busting tips in Chapter 10. You've got to get control over your stress if you want to shrink that tire. If you're an upside-down pear, also known as an inverted triangle, expect to lose some excess weight on the upper half of your body. Bye-bye arm flab. As well,